In 2006, Terry spoke with another star and co-author of This Is Spinal Tap, Michael McKean.
Would you talk about creating your character, David St. Hubbins, who's, you know, a singer and guitarist?
Yeah, and full-time dreamer. he's this guy who kind of entered the spiritual side. And there's no there's no shortage of specimens of this guy, of, you know, for a guy who fancies himself the intellectual among a bunch of not very bright people, I think he fills the bill. And he does a lot of kind of half reading, and like he says in the film, he believes pretty much everything he reads and finds that broadening. I have found, you know, I have met people over the years, and this is not to knock people who have a spiritual side, obviously, but I've noticed that people will incorporate 10 or 12 mystical disciplines in their lives, a lot of which seem to be pulling against each other, and I don't know how they manage it. You know, what I'm saying is a lot of people kind of fall for everything at the same time, and it makes a real loud thud, and they're the only ones who don't hear it. And I think that's what David is. He tries to be spiritual every which way, and that doesn't work.
What was it like performing on stage? Because you actually did concerts as Spinal Tap in addition to doing the mockumentary. So what was the difference between like doing it for the film and like doing it on stage in front of a real audience that came to hear Spinal Tap?
Well, in 84, when the film came out, the film had been out about 2 months, and we did just a few cities. We played in Boston, where the film was, you know, running, was still running, San Francisco and New York and L.A. And in between, there were cities that didn't really get the film. We played Detroit, for example, and the film kind of limped along for 2 weeks and then disappeared. So people thought we were real, and it was a kind of an odd gig. It was just sort of like, you know, it was people just kind of out in the audience saying, now, who the hell are these people again? Where's the real act? But by 91 or 92, rather, when we kind of launched a full-scale tour with a new album and everything, we ran into our meat and potatoes audience, which is, I think the theory goes like this. We pretend to be this rock and roll band, and they pretend to be our fans. So everyone is sort of role-playing, and it's win-win. We really have a great time, and people get the jokes and laugh at the jokes, but they also, you know, it's a pretty tight band. And, you know, it's the joke that's hopefully more than a joke. I mean, it's really a fun concert.
Michael McKean, speaking with Terry Gross last year. We'll hear more from Michael McKean in the second half of the show.
One thing that puzzles me is the makeup of your audience. It seems to be predominantly young boys.
Well, it's a sexual thing, really. It's, aside from the identifying that the boys do with us, there's also like a reaction to the female to our music.
They're quite fearful. Yeah. That was my theory. They see us on stage with tight trousers. We've got, you know, armadillos in our trousers. I mean, it's really quite frightening, the size.
Yeah.
And they run screaming.
Michael McKean has a lot in common with his Spinal Tap bandmates, Christopher Guest and Harry Shearer. They're all gifted at improv comedy. They all like to adopt different accents and personas. And they're all musically inclined, which really helps when your act requires you to write and play such musical anthems as Big Bottom and Armadillos in Our Pants. Terry spoke with Michael McKean in 2006.
I want to play one of the songs from Spinal Tap, and I thought we'd hear Big Bottom.
Okay.
Would you talk about
a medley of our hit? Is what you're saying?
would you talk about the process of writing the song?
That particular song?
Yeah, or another.
Sure.
If it's more vivid, yeah.
Well, there's not much more vivid than that. No, it was actually, there was a song by Queen called "Fat Bottomed Girls," you know, who it is alleged to make the rocking world go round. You know, we kind of wanted to take, you know, do another version of that. And so we did. The stuff we threw out, we are sworn to secrecy about that. But we put in the lines that fit and rhymed.
And your voice on this, what did you try to do to get the right kind of voice?
I was still just trying to establish who David St. Hubbins was vocally. You know, I didn't really have the right pipes. You know, you need that kind of that upper register. Which I didn't really have. I'm more of a Barry than a tenor. So I was just still trying to find his timbre that was believable. I couldn't get way up there like Mr. Daldry, and you know, I didn't have a really, really great rock and roll voice. So I was pretty much just trying to find him and be as to let the voice kind of drip with innuendo, which you don't really need when you got lyrics like this. You don't need innuendo.
Okay.
Innuendo's just gravy.
Well, here's Big Bottom performed by Spinal Tap with my guest Michael McKean as the guitarist and singer David St. Hubbins. That was Spinal Tap, and my guest is Michael McKean, who played the part of David St. Hubbins, the guitarist and singer. It must have been so much fun to do this. Whenever I hear the music or see the movie, I just think, God, that's fun.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines in the movie is when Chris Guest is talking about how a lot of young girls are afraid of the band because we have armadillos in our trousers.
Yes.
You guys must have had such a good time kind of talking about and making fun of the kind of heavy metal band conceit about their sexual prowess and their sexual endowment.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, I guess we did. We tried not to think about it too much. But that's obviously, you know, something... It's kind of a 14-year-old boy's ideal of how to be a sexy man.
That's perfect.
That's really what it is. The girls have very little to do with it because, you know, the girls are, with any luck, of age. But it's really about the fantasy more than anything else. It's like, when you're 14, you think, boy, when I'm grown up and I can go to bars and be sexy and take, go home with women, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to, wear this spandex and, this fur collar and I'll have eye makeup and long hair.
Michael McKean, thank you so much. It's really been really fun to talk with you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Michael McKean of Spinal Tap, wrapping up today's installment of our hard rock and heavy metal tribute. But there's more to come on Monday.